Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Save us, Lord. We are perishing. Matthew 8:25. This is, in a sense, the quintessential Christian prayer, isn't it? The Christian knows that he needs to be saved, that if left to himself, he will perish. You know you need Jesus. That's why you're here. And since we know that our salvation is the whole reason for Jesus' incarnation, the whole reason God took on flesh and dwelt among us, we pray to the Lord, save us. If you don't, I will certainly perish. This is what we prayed in today's collect, isn't it? Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers, we prayed, that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. This is the collect of the day. Save us, Lord, we are perishing. But we have been saved. And we are not perishing. Not anymore. Why did God become man? Why did Jesus dwell among us? John 3:16 is the great summary verse, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Our Lord doesn't want us to perish. All of his activity, every ounce of his will, everything in God's word, every step of his way is consumed with saving you from perishing. He is that good. Your salvation is his only concern. Day in, day out, all he cares about is you not perishing. Which is why when the disciples were afraid of the storm and they woke Jesus up with their panicked prayer, he responded with his question. Matthew 8:26. Why are you afraid? Oh, you of little faith. What you worried about? Jesus is the Savior. He came to protect us from perishing. And the disciples were with Jesus in the boat. He's saying, you have been saved. I'm with you. You're not perishing. Don't be afraid. See, in Christ, there is truly, I wish I had another word for truly. Maybe this is why John so much says truly, truly, or amen, amen. It's like, I really want you guys to know truly, and not just truly like we say, oh yeah, honestly, I mean this. No, truly, I want you to know that there is nothing in all of creation to be afraid of if you're a Christian. Nothing. Are you afraid of the possibility of war with Ukraine or with China, or war with Russia over Ukraine, right? Or with China over Taiwan? Or maybe you're afraid of what Jonas called Civil War II. Maybe you're fearful of another hard-hitting earthquake. Maybe even harder than the one we just had. Maybe this time it'll be more dangerous, cause more damage, do some more injury. Maybe you're afraid of something affecting your health, like COVID maybe, or how a politician or a bureaucrat's decisions about COVID are going to influence you, because his decisions have impact on your life, your family, your livelihood, your job. Are you afraid of not being able to buy food, or that you might have to buy it at an unreasonable price? Supply chain and inflation are real threats, aren't they? Maybe your fear is something that doesn't quite have a news headline ring to it. Maybe it's more personal. All those fears are personal too, but maybe this is something that would never make the headlines. Do you fear the consequences of your individual sins? Do you fear the consequence of sin in general, meaning death? Are you afraid of dying? That's man's great fear, isn't it? What was Jonah afraid of? Jonah was afraid that Nineveh might actually be forgiven. The grace of God. Jonah was also afraid of what they might do if they didn't receive the Lord's word to the messenger who brought it to them. Regardless of what your fear is, truly, truly, there is no reason for you, a Christian, to be afraid of anything, anything. Or don't you know that when you became a Christian, you got in the boat with Jesus? That's what being a Christian is. You followed him into the boat that he is in. You're where he is. He's with you. The church is our boat. This is our boat. You have followed Jesus into this nave. Nave as in navy. This is our naval ship where we are with the Lord. Out there is the storm of life, the tempestuous seas that are raging, where death awaits. Lord, don't you know what's going on out there? Yes, I do. Well, why is the church not in more of a panic? Because I know what's going on out there. I'm in control. We are where he is, where he has promised to be, where two or three are gathered to the very end of the age in his name, right? Gathered in his name. He is here with us in his word being proclaimed and with his sacrament that will be distributed. His truly body and blood. And so there is truly nothing to fear. As history and scripture teaches us, when we cry to the Lord in the midst of our trouble, he delivers us from our distress. He is always stilling the storms and hushing the waves that threaten to drown you. All throughout history, human history, but all throughout your personal life history, you can see God's saving ways if you look. But let's assume that you're like me, that you're like the disciples in the boat with Jesus. Let's assume that you have a little faith, that you can't see the overwhelming evidence that the Lord is always present in your life, that he is there solely to save you from danger. Let's assume you can't see that. If that's the case, and we all struggle to see that, if you're wrestling to see the truth of Jesus' presence with you in the boat, that he actually was already in the boat when you got in it, then there's only one place for you to look. One place. The cross. The historical event of your Lord's death that led to his resurrection. The sign of Jonah, as it's called in the Gospels. Historically attested to and scripturally preserved for you. That's the whole point. That's why the cross is the symbol that Christians wear around their necks. That's displayed everywhere on our walls, above our altars. Because there is nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. Look nowhere else but the cross. That is the evidence, the proof, the testimony that he knows you're in danger. And that he has already saved you from perishing. Dear saints, Christ's cross is the answer to all of your prayers for help. Every single prayer you pray for help, whatever words you use, whatever the help is you need in that moment, the cross is the answer to it. You say, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing in many and varied ways." And he always answers, "Look to my cross. I have saved you. You are not perishing. Don't stress out. Stop for a second. Remember the promise of the gospel." He says, "I've saved you. I took your place. I took the dangerous place that what you were headed for, death, so you could be at peace. There's no need to fear. Don't you have the t-shirt? The 90s are coming back. There's no fear out yet. Whenever that t-shirt comes back in style, please get me one. I was a youngster when that shirt was cool. It wouldn't fit me today, but I would love to wear it around because truly, no fear as a Christian. The storm is still. You are safe with Christ. You've been saved from the storm. You've been saved from your sin. You've been saved from the sin of others. Because of Christ's cross, you will not perish. You've been saved from perishing. You know this. It's why you believe in Christ. It's why you're here today, to be reminded of Jesus. I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just repeating what we already know so we never forget. Because Jesus went to the cross, St. Paul could write what we heard in our epistle. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And because of Jesus' death and resurrection for you, you can affirm St. Paul's inspired words as true. You can give them your amen.
Amen.
You are not in danger. The storms of life, they may be raging. The waves may be threatening to drown you. That's familiar territory, isn't it? The old Adam within you has already been drowned, hasn't he? You've been in those waters before. And you survived. The new man, the Christian, already rode out the storm. Nothing to fear. We fear things we don't understand, we fear things we don't know. You already know death. You've already died in your baptism. The storms of life. Old hat. Been there, done that. Got that t-shirt too. Don't ever forget that. Pray your prayer. Pray the Christian prayer. Save us, Lord. We're perishing. Only do it in faith, not as doubting, panicking Christians, but as trusting Christians, relying on the only one you know who can save you. Save us, Lord, as you have already done. Because without you, we're perishing. That is our prayer. This is why Paul also says in the epistle, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in pains of childbirth until now. Everything we're suffering, all the dangers, the storms out there, that's childbirth. That's the labor pains. Jesus says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed. For this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and there will be earthquakes, 6.2 and higher probably, I'm guessing, in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Don't be afraid. You're afraid of life? Birth? It's a great thing. He says that in Matthew 24, 6 to 8. Fear not. Your Lord Jesus Christ has saved you. You are not perishing. And in Christ, you never will perish. He's promised you that. You know that. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.